Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, right here at 52nd Street and Broadway in the heart of New York City. The National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting Stan Kenton, a man and his music. Music synonymous with the fresh and vigorous feeling of modern America. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we take great pleasure in bringing you the Stan Kenton Encore on Stars and Jazz, a concert of those compositions most requested and applauded at the orchestra's concert locations and the regular NBC Stan Kenton concert series. We're sure that you, too, will enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas in American music. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to introduce the man making his second night appearance here after a sensational opening night last 24 hours, your conductor and our great friend of modern music, Mr. Stan Kenton, ladies and gentlemen.
Brad, that's a most colorful beginning. I hope that we can continue the pacing that has been set up here by Fred Collins. I might as well tell you people that the meeting has been called to order properly and formally here, and we're about to exploit and display some of the feelings at the moment here that will come from the horns, the musicians, the rhythm section, and a few words by myself. Gentlemen, if you look closely, the number is 235. It's a part of New Concepts in Artistry and Rhythm. That's an album of Phonograph Records. It's called Young Blood.
Thank you.
I think that one of the most interesting things about any art is to know an artist, the man who creates, or the woman, whoever it may be. And I think it's always interesting and important to know something about them personally. And one great way to get acquainted personally is introduce someone and have him explain just exactly what's going to happen. So at the moment, we want you to meet the man. He'll explain himself, Lee Konitz.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to play an old jazz standard called Lover Man.
The most important part of any jazz orchestra, as far as creating a beat, setting it up and holding it, and really, the, as Stan Levy puts it, the authority is the bass player. In our case, Don Bagley. Bags. Here's a bass track that is entwined through and around some brass sounds and saxophone sounds, and through the help of Stan Levy and Sal Salvador, we present Bags in the composition. It's called Bags.
Thank you.
While Baggs is taking a bow, I'd like to inform you people that are listening to this music this evening that we are playing it here from the thing that is known as the Jazz Corner of the World. This is a spot called Birdland in New York City that exists because of jazz and for jazz. And it's wonderful to have such places to perform where people come and are seated and listen, and we try to play the music that they want to hear and things they ask for, and also present new things. At the moment, here is a thing that was kind of stolen from the Innovations Orchestra's library. Bob Burgess performs it at the moment. Here's Bill Russo's Solitaire. Bob Burgess just finished with the composition Solitaire, and at the moment I might put it this way, I never agreed so much with a guy musically speaking and the things that he creates as I do with Bill Holman, and I never disagreed so much with titles, but we'll have to tolerate each other's idiosyncrasies. At the moment, I'm apologizing for the title and telling you that I'm very proud of the music. Do we understand each other, Bill? Sal Salvador, this is the thing that was written for Sal by Bill Holman. It's a thing that's called Frivolous Sal. You know what I mean about the title? Thank you. Here at the moment is a young lady that's doing a lot of wonderful things toward achieving a lot of fame and success for herself here in the field of jazz, Miss Chris Connors. Here's the thing that's called All About Ronnie. Say, Mr. Collins, would you step over here, please? You know something, Fred? I must apologize this evening. We've got quite a crowd here. I neglected to ask you how you feel.
I feel very fine, Stan, and I've been asked to carry a message on to the people, both here in the room and those on the air, in keeping with your wonderful policy of bringing the people closer to the musicians that you play and work with. We'd like to carry on a message for and on behalf of the waiters here at Birdland, who asked me to say to the patrons to remember that the Lord blesses the giver. It's been a pleasure to be with you this evening. And at this time, we'd like to say that this has been another of the wonderful, inimitable Stan Kenton concert encores, ladies and gentlemen. Music as timeless as space and as inspirational as pure thought. All coming from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, the 52nd Street of Broadway, La Jolla, New York City. Till tomorrow night, Fred Collins saying goodnight all.
National Broadcasting Company.